Blog Talk Radio.
Weekend was with a Z. The call in number, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. I'm gonna repeat that for you one more again. 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience again tonight. For those of you who have heard this show before, and for those of you who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown. And I'm co-hosted along with Ricky Williams, and we live vicariously through you, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. We roll 90 minutes strong every week. You, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, our show just gets better and better each week. And as you know, today will be no different. It's Wednesday, November the 3rd. Happy birthday shout-outs to all the people born November 3rd today. And I want to just reiterate how much we really appreciate you being here. You know, last week's show was a really great topic, and it benefited most people. We had callers from all over the nation chiming in as we talked about independent women. And honestly, you know, I must say, we had to take a step back and look at the differences between an independent woman and a woman who stands on her own in self-independence. Men, and women for that matter, you know, they were honest and they opened up about how they really felt and, you know, what truly defines an independent woman. So we want to encourage our listeners to really pay attention to that broadcast and learn the true meaning of an independent woman. And the link in the show can be found on our Blog Talk Radio webpage on the site howwasyourweekend.com. And for all the listeners in the chat room and for the bloggers, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/howwasyourweekend, was with a Z as always. And for those of you who Twitter, find us at twitter.com/HWYweekend. You know, we're going to post this info in the chat room later on today in the show. And you know, we need to just go ahead and get right to it, folks. The show gets hot like old fish grease, and we're going to let you have it. Tonight's topic, I've got text messages, I've gotten emails, I've gotten responses in the hallways, you know, up and down in the malls, in Walmart. I mean, just different stores, man. People know that this topic is hot. So we're talking about stalkers. You know, it's controversial, we know. Just like many episodes in the past, and, you know, like the statement went out, ladies and gentlemen, just some people just don't get the hint. You know, they just won't seem to go away. You know, what the hell's going on with stalkers? Really, man? You want it that bad? Tonight, Ricky, I'm going to do the show looking over my shoulder. Just in case somebody want to creep up in here. Man, look here, dog. It ain't that important. Just do the math, people. If one person don't like you, I'm pretty sure there are several others who might. Roll the dice, play the numbers. Rick, let's talk to him about it tonight. What's going on?
To be honest, man, I did like a lot of research on stalkers. You know, I wanted to really get into the mind of a stalker doing this show. And a lot of times, a lot of stalkers don't even know that they're stalkers because they're more sociopaths than anything.
Indeed.
You know, they don't even believe what they're doing is making a person feel uncomfortable. They don't believe showing up and talking to somebody is the norm of society.
Right.
It's something about their brain function that says, hey, you know what, this is okay. I'm going to just come and talk to you, and it doesn't matter how uncomfortable you are.
Right.
You know, this has happened to several people that I know personally that have been stalked, that has, you know, a guy constantly calling, and they don't take no for an answer.
Mm.
You know, it's like no for right now, but it's not no forever.
Right.
So it's scary, it's crazy, and also it's deadly, because a lot of women die because of a overpossessive man, and a lot of men die too. We're gonna flip it as well, because a lot of women get very possessive and stalkerish, and like the woman who killed her husband, ran over him like several hundred times with her car, stalking him, and you know what? She got off. So we're gonna talk about that tonight. You know, when women stalk, it's love and passion, but when a man stalks, we crazy. You know, so it's a lot of stuff that we're going to talk. It's going to be serious. It's going to be funny, you know, because I know that got a lot of our listeners have had a stalker before.
Right.
You know, but we need to get in depth on what's going on in the mind of this person who just won't take no for an answer.
You know, he brings up a good point, ladies and gentlemen. And also, you heard Jasmine Sullivan open up the show, bust your windows out your car. You want somebody that bad? Did they hurt you that bad for whatever the reason might be? You just can't walk away? Imagine this. A person you may, you know, or may not know for that matter, they stalk you. They're feeling you. Things are going good. Maybe the conversation's there, and they like what they see. You know, and things are what they are. But it's gotten to the point where maybe you didn't return that phone call. Maybe you just got a little too busy one night. Maybe you really just don't give a damn about them in the first place. They watch you from your home day and night. Whenever you leave, you know, that person follows you wherever you go, sitting for hours on end outside your house or your job, you know, even outside the church parking lot waiting for you to come out. You know, whatever you have going on, whether we're hanging out with your friends or going to the mall, you know, this person calls you, texts you, hits you on your site, you know, and just wants to know, hey, what's up? You can't call nobody? You know, during all this, is it really worth it? I mean, back in my day, McGruff the Crime Dog said, just say no. Let it go, man. It's going to be okay. We've gotten people who have chimed in on, like I mentioned before, with text messages, and, you know, they've mentioned letters that I've seen from others, you know, from a person who wants to just get into everything you're doing. They want to be wrapped up into you that much. Well, that's crazy. You know, it can be very harmful, not only to your psyche, but to your body, to your time. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to go on out there, and we're going to, you know, ask our callers and ask those in the chat room, what's the deal, man? I mean, why can't some people just take no for an answer? You know,
have they ever been stalked? You know, a lot of our callers, and it's surprising that a lot of people have had a stalker once or twice before in their life.
Right.
It's crazy, and you know what? And it's not always the women who stalk to me, because a lot of times, you know, you see women fighting over, you know, fighting another woman to be with that man, or you see them like, I got the last word, I don't care if I got to follow you to your job to say it. You know, what goes on in their mind that you go come to my job, mess up my money to get your point across, or even better, why are you invading my personal space? Why can't you leave me alone? Why do I get 100 calls in a day to the point where now I got to change my phone number?
Right.
I got a personal message before we even get started with the callers. I personally was stalked. And it was crazy. At first I thought it was cute that she's constantly calling me, getting upset with the I speak to a friend and, you know, a female friend, and she getting upset. I thought it was cute at first.
Right.
I thought it was sexy. You know, maybe it's just me being twisted, but I thought it was sexy that she is like, oh, she's into me that way, and I feel good about it. And then from feeling good to feeling bad, because now when I go home and I go to sleep, I get a knock at my door late at night because she wants to see if I got another woman in the bedroom. And now we argue with. And I got to kick her out, but she don't want to leave. I don't want to put my hands on her because I'll go to jail.
Mm.
So, you know, she already know the game. If you touch me, I call the cops. But you call the cops, then you drop the charges.
Wow.
You know, we think that you're playing a game, and it's like, okay, you playing this little game, and it's cool, it's sexy, we can have sex, angry sex. But then it gets to a point where, guess what, dude? You're really bothering me. I can't hang out with my frat brothers. I can't hang out with my homegirls without you coming saying who this bitch is. Are you serious? This has happened to me to where I had to change my phone number where my ex-girlfriend could not call anymore.
So was there anything else you had to do, Ricky? I mean, was it just the number? She coming by and things like that? I mean,
well, the thing was, it got to the point where it's not only that she was coming by, but she was, you know, trying to get to me through my frat brothers, seeing them at the club and going up to them.
Mm.
It's like, if you can't get to me directly, you do it indirectly. And that right there, it's like, hey, you know what? Why are you going this far? I know my sex is good, but goddamn, are you serious? What's in your mind to where you just can't say, well, it's over? It's never over, really, with a stalker. To the point that I almost got stabbed one time. Now, this is just me talking. This is some true stuff I'm talking about. I just want to let you know, I almost got stabbed by this female.
Incredible.
She called me over. You know, I'm going to be 100% honest with the callers. I like to smoke weed. She called me over, was like, yo, let's get blazed. You know, it's all good. I understand that you've moved on.
Right.
You know, come get a sack. It was dry. She had some weed. I went over there. And then the only thing she wanted to talk about was relationship and why can't we get back together. Well, we were talking about smoking. I thought you moved on. You slept with a few people. I have my main girl. But, yeah, this is what you're talking about. And then she wants to pull a knife. I have to hurry up and run up out the room like I'm a little girl. Because, you know, if I hit her, I go to jail. If I get stabbed, I go to the hospital. My girl didn't even know that I went to go get the weed.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like you think everything is all good, but it really ain't. You know what I'm saying? This is some stalkerish type stuff that people really need to talk about. Even though you done told this person no, you done told this person goodbye, they probably leave you alone for a week or two, but then they coming right back in your life. Have you ever seen that movie Obsessed with Beyonce and Idris Elba and that sexy white woman?
Right.
She left for a few months so they can get back together.
But
she came back. As soon as she left, she left for a little while, they went out to dinner. Guess what? She was in their house. Has it gotten to that point? Yeah. Do they have people break into your house? Yes. It gets deep like that. I have many stories, man. I have stories from people who I've talked to who had issues with guys and girls. Issues to where girls are like, hey, man, I may need you to protect me. Some of my homegirls just will not leave them alone. No means no. No don't mean next week.
Mm.
Let's really talk about this, man, because it could get deadly. They have people who have died over the fact that you are so obsessed with this person that they just can't leave this person alone. They're like, well, if you with somebody else, I'd rather you not be with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Understand that. I'd rather you not be with anybody. If you guys not going to be with me, you ain't going to be with anybody. And some people mean that. Don't take that as a light threat.
Right.
Some people, when they say that, take them for real. That's not an idle threat. Some people feel that they just cannot get along in this world without you. These are true stalker tendencies when they say this. This shit ain't cute. This shit is not cute, people. We really got to talk about this today. Sometimes we're going to say some jokes, but this is no laughing matter, man. For real.
Absolutely. And you know, Ricky brought up something about, you know, with the knife and all. I haven't had a stalker, per se, not that I know of, because I kind of maybe avoided the situation altogether. You know, and I'm probably one of those who are the one of the lucky ones, so to speak. But I've heard stories. I've heard people talk. I've been in situations where I could actually see proof of windows broken into homes,
yeah,
where women actually were carrying knives in their mouth to climb through the window because they found their man with someone else, and they had to find out who this other person was. They couldn't believe it. Literally, climbing in the bathroom window with the blade in the mouth like a scavenger searching for its kill. Word, you want them that bad? And think about this, even in the job place. You know, sometimes people will have those office romances, and that's going to be a topic coming up for later. But you'll have the office romance where things just didn't pan out the way the other person may have wanted it to. But because they're still at work, they know where you park. They know where your cubicle is. They know when your breaks are, because that was your routine when you were hooking up with them. So now it's uncool. I can't believe they got the nerve to follow me. Should I report this to my HR manager? Should I tell my boss? Because then everybody's going to know that I was having sex with this person at work, and I don't want them to think that I'm a freak. Really? This is your life and your lifestyle we're talking about. 646-727-3279. Kind of chiming in on why people just won't take no for an answer. I mean, Rick, let's think about it. Some people just, you know, they refuse to believe that, you know, the other person, let's call them the victim for that matter, you know, isn't interested at all. Or they just don't want to rekindle like a previous relationship they had. And, you know, sometimes it's hard for them to believe that the other person really doesn't love them. But they just, you know, they just don't know. And it needs to be pushed into making them realize that. You know, what does it take, callers? What does it take? As long as the other person, you know, continues to pursue, then the stalker can really convince themselves that they haven't been completely rejected. If you don't say no, if you don't say anything.
If you speak, you know, sporadically to that person, you know, they feel as if they're in love. You know, prime examples. You know people like sports stars.
Right.
And they have these women who follow them from city to city. They call them roadies. They follow them from city to city to city. They don't even know this person. And yet this person knows everything about that person. You know the statistics. You know what high school they went to. You know, they feel as if they know you.
Right.
You know, and to be honest, that's not flattering.
Mm-mm.
You know, I wouldn't want a person to come up to me, hey, you know, I heard every one of your shows and you pissed me off on this show, and I know you pissed Makia off for saying all this. And, well, hold on, you don't even know us. And I know you stay in Plano, Texas. And, well, hold on. Well, what are you doing?
Stop the press.
Stop the press. Now I'm getting scared. You know what I'm saying? Because if you know this, what else do you know about us?
Mm-hmm.
And that happens. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what goes in a person's mind to where, and I don't want to call them crazy. I want to call them, you know, maybe you just
confused.
We can use the word confused, Brown, but it's something that they do. That just will make another person uncomfortable. And I don't know if they don't see that. Do you not see that person is uncomfortable? Who invited you to come to my job? Who invited you to come to the party that I'm at? You are always at every party that I'm at.
Right. Maybe you're making yourself a little too available on, you know, your chat sites, your social networking sites. Maybe it's just the fact that, you know, you want to be seen by others, but the wrong person is out there. You know, let me kind of go ahead and address what's going on in the chat room. You know, one of our Chatters is saying, one of our bloggers actually is saying that they had a stalker at their job, you know. They told folks on the job about them, and they're a stalker. You know, they wouldn't let anybody come to the job to see them. They had to park their car at the university police department. You know, even though the guy was bluffing, you know, it kind of scared him for a while.
But thank you, Priceless97, for typing that in. That's scary when you have to park at the university police office. Now, how do you know he was joking? You know what I'm saying? How do you know it was a joke? And he was like, you know, I don't want to go to jail. I can do it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people could hack into your email. You know, they'll probably find out your password. Do you know a lot of people, when they get a brand new phone, do you know they don't set a password for their voicemail?
Wow.
It's usually 0 or 1. No one sets a code for it. So somebody will call your phone from a different phone and hit 0, and now they're listening to your voicemail.
Mm, mm, mm.
Now, how crazy is that? You listen to your voicemail, you know where she shot, when she shot, when she go to the gym. That is some scary stuff, and a lot of women understand this right now. A lot of women are single. They've met some people, could have been online, could have been through a friend. And now, you know, they went on a first date and it was cool, but you don't want anything else. And yet still, now they're coming around. They know every move that you make. Do you know how scary that is? You're basically playing cloak and dagger with the person and trying to get away with this person, man. That is very scary.
Not only for the single parent, but also for the child that's involved. Think about the damage you're doing to that person as a parent. You know, you want this person so bad that you have to move time away from their child, and you can really cause some damage to that person as in their parental roles. Is it worth it? You know, like I said, I've never had a stalker, but let's say you do get the person. Let's say you do end up with them. Now what? They're gonna be scared of you for who knows how long. So now you got to do this whole nother, you know, role to play to make that person feel that much more comfortable with you at all times. Simple arithmetic, people. There is roughly, 1-2 billion people on the planet. Half of them are the opposite sex. If one doesn't like you, I'm pretty sure there's somebody else that will. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. The online happy hour is going fed about stalkers, ladies and gentlemen. You know, most stalkers indeed really don't have any relationship outside of the one that they're trying to either establish or reestablish. You know, they just seem to imagine that this other person is really digging them. Constantly calling somebody, you know, every hour on the hour you're looking at yourself and what did they call me back? I'll leave them another voicemail. Maybe they missed my call.
Or maybe I missed their call.
That's crazy.
That's very crazy.
Do you need it like that? I just don't understand, man. I mean, are they loners? You know, why would you want to pursue that person like that? Why not look for somebody else?
Well, statistically, most stalkers are loners.
Mm.
Most stalkers are people that cannot exist in society amongst friends. These
right.
People have low self-esteem. They're by themselves. So, therefore, let's just think about it. I have to always go back to a sports star. And they got that one particular fan that just knows everything about them. They know what type of drink they drink. They even had a movie about it with Wesley Snipes and...
The Fan.
He was a stalker to the point where he was going to kill him. Do you know how deep it is to where you worship in this person? You know, if a guy strikes out, you know, you just like you want to kill the umpire or you want to kill the pitcher for throwing him that pitch. You know that's not the pitch for him. Or the guy who got fouled, you know what I'm saying? It's like, how can you hit my favorite player? Well, hold on.
Right.
What is it in your mind? And I have to keep going back to that because the scariest thing in the world is for a fact that a single woman could be stalked by an overgrown man. Because most women are not stronger than a 15-year-old boy. That's statistically proven. I don't care how big a woman is, she's not stronger than a 15-year-old boy. And some man could come in and muscle her down, rape her, beat her, kill her because she won't allow him in her life. I have sisters and I have nieces, so it is scary. And I also have, for myself experience that it was kind of scary. So we're about to go to the phone lines right quick. Caller on the line to talk about this. Caller, may I ask who this is? Caller, you on the line, 913-207-2363. May I ask who this is?
Sissy
Doug. Oh, what's going on with you, E?
E, what's good, fam? He's calling out the great Midwest.
What's happening, y'all? I just wanted to touch base on what y'all been talking about or whatever. I've been sitting here listening, and I got on the chat room and went kind of south with some drinks. But anyway, I wanted to comment just real quick on what Ricky said when he said stalkers are they don't have friends. And I beg to differ on that because – for one, you are the company that you keep. So there are stalker people out there that group together or kick around different ideas, I feel.
Uh-huh.
They'd be like, girl, I'd have did this, this, or dude, man, do this, do this. So there's other people that are stalkers because if you relay your idea of what you're going to do or what you think you should do and you pick up on it, you tell them, nah, man, you stalking her. But they don't do that. They choose to overlook that because they're looking at the situation. But that's only one side. Now, on the other side, I'm sorry to hear that there are people that are stalking people out here. We have folks on the line or whatever getting ready to tell their stories and all that, you know, because I had a friend, real close friend of mine, that had a stalker that called me, you know, had a stalker that stalked him. And he had a young lady over the house, and I called at 3 in the morning. They called me at 3 in the morning, talking about he need help. Get over here now. So I get over there. They drunk, out of breath, from fighting with this stalker or whatever, and the other young lady leaves out the other door. Now, I'm telling you, they were not together. The stalker and this other guy were not together. So it was real funny. Because by this guy being a muscular guy or whatever, she must have wore his ass out, tired him out, because this nigga couldn't breathe. I was like, damn. Now, on another note, I do, too, have a stalker. And my stalker is motherfucking Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
I've never met this individual. I don't know what they look like. But they always around when I get paid. And I want to know what's the deal behind that. If y'all see that motherfucker, whoop his ass and send it to me. So I get it too. But
you know what?
I've noticed
that Uncle Sam has dipped and dodged around my neck of the woods here and there. I ain't too comfortable with that, man. Got to pay taxes in 27, ladies and gentlemen. That's crazy. But let me ask you this, E-Dub. That's a very interesting story you're telling, young man. I'm wanting to know, you know, from the stalking perspective, you say they're not alone. They it's around the company that they keep. Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. And the reason I say that is this, Andy, is because they do have friends or whatever. It's just a certain individual that they feel or they have in their mind that they can't live without. They have a perception in their mind that's, you know, one of just the golden ideas or whatever, that they can stay with this person and live happily with this person. And they go, you know, that's all they want in their life. If they get that in their life, then the rest of their life is complete.
Mm.
I wouldn't say that they're loners. I would say they're more selfish than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't they think of no one but themselves. That'd be my idea. You know what I'm saying? But they do also have friends. You are the company that you keep. You know what I'm saying? If you hang around 9 broke people, then you will be the 10th one. That's another story. But
indeed.
See what I'm saying? You're going to hang around. Misery loves company. Yeah, I've heard that before. Misery loves company. And until that person or individual is happy, they're going to try to keep a certain individual around them that's going to think like them or someone that they can persuade to think like them. It's a mind game all across the board.
Quick question. Do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
What if she came to you and said, you know, I don't have a good feeling about this guy. I told him that he can't call me no more, but every time I'm at school, he's at my locker. When I'm going to lunch, he's always sitting by me, staring at me, and it's making me feel crazy. What would you tell her to do? Not what you would do as a father, but what would you tell her to do in that situation?
Now, the politically correct term to say what I would tell them to do in that situation is basically go to somebody that's an adult in that school that they can trust and share this information with them. That would be the most honest decision, too, to do first. And then after that, if it continues, now we have to, you know, go a further stretch. But after that, tell, you know, I'm kind of your brother. After you done did that and you exhausted the resource you thought you have by telling a close friend, da-da-da-da-da, now I'm involved.
Yeah.
It may not go so well. I have daughters, you know what I'm saying, and I'm very partial to my daughters. I love my sons to death, but now we got to go to the extremes. You know what I'm saying? We got to shake this guy up.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I see you.
Put it like this. Now, if it's a neighborhood child in the neighborhood, they done brought it to me. They felt comfortable or whatever to bring it to me. I'd ask them, had they told their parents that? They hadn't told their parents that we going together to tell the parents, get the parents involved. Because there are some people, some children that can talk to some adults, but they scared of what they're going to tell their mom or their father or whatever. You know, cause a lot of families now are broken up homes, so they either have a mother there or have a father there. You know, it was on Michael Bay's show one time that the little girl had got molested or whatever, but she was scared to tell her mother because of the fact that her mother always said that if somebody does something to you, I'm going to kill them. And she didn't want her parents to go, her mother to go to prison. So she kept it silent for a while. So it's real painful and it's real deal on this stalker situation. It's just something that is touchy, and you really, you know, when you're dealing with kids, it's different from adults, but when you're dealing with, since you brought up the subject with kids, it's very touchy. It's very touchy, and it's very emotional, and your emotions fly when something like that, you know, it's like a bear taking care of their cub. I don't give a damn if it's your mother or your father. Mothers, you know, are somewhat, you know, they were real terrified of the mother. But they also stay skeptical of the father. Now, the father might not be there, but that don't mean he don't love that child. He ain't finna show up now. If he don't, he a dirty motherfucker. That's another show.
You know, I think that it should, you know, I know the Republicans did their thing yesterday, so I think we ought to go to them and say it should be lawfully legal to go ahead and whoop a stalker's ass if they get a little too close. And understand that what they're doing is just wrong. I want to bring this question not only to you, Edub, but also to those in the chat room as well. You know, because some stalkers really don't see how their actions are hurting other people. So I want to pose this question to them. Why do they think stalkers really don't see how they're hurting people and how this could really be a turnoff?
Who are you directing? Me first?
Absolutely.
Well, like I said before, for one, they selfish. They thinking about themselves. They don't think about nobody else. You got to, you know, it's basically, I ain't no psychologist or nothing like that, but I feel it's a behavioral addiction. You know what I'm saying? If I will. It's kind of, in my terms, it's kind of like, why do all these men get caught up by basically stalking and trying to rape these kids?
Mm.
That's what the jump off and the prostitutes are for. But at the same token, they don't want them. They have a preference. So it's their preference along with their behavioral addiction and just not knowing how to say no. They're selfish.
That's
just my opinion.
I didn't have some silence
in here.
You have. And the reason why is because I'm really taking the time to think about this. I don't know if I can put myself in them shoes because me, myself, if somebody's stalking me, you know.
Andy, I'm quite sure you've been in them shoes. You've been in them shoes. I'm quite sure you've been in them shoes. It's just that you know what? I'm going to put it like this. There are some brothers that can handle situations such as those. It's just like these brothers can sell salt to a slug, sell pussy to a pimp.
Right.
You know how to get the hell out of
them. Yeah.
You see
what
I'm saying?
You know what's going to happen.
You're not tripping on it.
A little too close, and I see this is causing a problem. I got Tom and Jerry right here at the end of my arms. You hear me?
Right.
They make the neck right.
And I'm gonna slap somebody silly, and I'm going to toss their ass to the other side with the other hand when I'm through with them. I don't want nobody to be that bad to get all up in here, busting windows out of my car, following me on my job where I make my income, including my child and anything, and removing. I mean, that's crazy. You
I don't want everybody to do this. I don't want everybody to do this, but there are y'all, a lot of young ladies and their brothers that could do this. What you have to do is document this stalking. A lot of people don't know. You need to document this stalking. You document this stalking, and if you can get, you know, it's going to take some work, but it can be done. You got friends and everybody, you know what I'm saying. You document this stalking. You get this joker filming you while he getting filmed or whatever, and you set this bitch up, and you pop his ass or her ass. And then after that, it's a done deal. I bet
right.
You won't nobody else stop. You can call, what's that little, you can write, what's that little log that you can have in the newspaper, and somebody? She was doing the blog back in the day on the newspaper. You
know who she is, man. But, I mean, to me, this topic in itself, I mean, the callers are going to be here, and they're kind of sitting back and they're looking. I see what's going on. But to me, on a personal level, you're in my space, bro. I got a window.
Hello.
You know, you don't need to be interfering in anything other than my space that you were not invited to and that you're not welcome to. It's a word for that. Actually, it's three words. Fucking rude. Count all three of them. But my thing is this. It's unnecessary. It's simple arithmetic, people. I mean, they taught this back in school. If you take away one person and that one doesn't like you, move on. Now, this may be a little sensitive to some, and I can understand that. But you're going to have to just touch your chest a little bit sometimes and say, you know what, I can't deal with it.
Well, Andy, one thing that I want to ask the callers, we do have another call on the line, but one thing I want to ask is it a difference when a man stalking a woman than when a woman stalking a man? Because a lot
Hell
of times,
nah.
but think about this though, E-Dub. If you tell your homeboys, this chick is stalking me, a lot of people will look at you like, man, you full of shit. But if a woman says, you know what, this guy is stalking me, not everybody gets concerned. So we
if
gonna
you look
touch-
at it like that, if you can look at it like that, then I can say that there is a difference. There's a difference, and it's only because man has made it a difference. Some people, you know what I'm saying? You say, who are the people? I'm going to tell you. If you tell another guy that, you know, that shit or whatever, he gonna be like, well, hell, man, why you running from the, why you running from the cookie, da 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 da, go on and hit it, let it, you know, they got all the ideas. But when a woman do it, when we, you know, I mean, that's when the women do it, but when a man do it, they like, oh, girl, you need to go to police or something, or, and a lot of them going to tell them, get your pistol. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Because the women are, not all women, now don't get this wrong, because they finna chime in, but women are a little, they are weaker than us.
Yeah,
They are weaker than us. So, therefore, they feel a man could, you know, they, a man's much stronger, going to take advantage of them. But there's some women out here can whoop some niggas' ass.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they choose, they always, the stalkers always prey on a mug, especially when they have somewhat of some daylight. Now, if it's a motherfucker that they know they ain't going to break and they going to be scared of, they ain't going to stalk that motherfucker. They ain't going to stalk them, bruh. It's always the weaker ones or somebody they can get a hold on. I'm telling you, think about it, man.
Yeah.
Criminal-minded, just been blinded.
Right? But
real talk, man.
But check it, though. If your son came up to you at school or whatever, and it was like, hey, you know, Daddy, this girl keep bothering me, and I don't need her bothering me. Everywhere I go, she right up in my face. 9 times out of 10, you just going to say, well, she like you, son. And probably blow it off. But on a second term, if it's the woman, if it's your little daughter, and she says, Daddy, this boy keep bothering me, and I'm tired of him bothering me. What you going to do? You going to get all up in arms.
Okay, well, check this. Now, I ain't going to get up north because you brought up a good point. Because check this out. While listening to you speak, I was also placing myself in that atmosphere, right? So, you know how a lot of girls, you know, going through, now we didn't have no age group, but most of them going through high school, junior high school, because, you know, that's a lot that's happening right now as far as the stalking field, because it's all on the news, somebody trying to grab up some teenager. So that's where I'm going with this. And it's my daughter because I got a teenage daughter. Now, you think about it and you know, I've asked in the past because this done come up. I don't like this boy. He be bothering me. So show me the boy. You know what I'm saying? Let me see who he is. You know, let's go. Let me, so I can know who, what his face looked like. I can put faces to names later.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Here it is that she just may not. She don't dig this boy, and he likes her. You know how girls try to get attention just like boys do. So maybe he's trying to get some attention. She might be the popular girl. Make a long story short, after so often, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm steady keeping tabs. Did so-and-so say something to you or mess with you today? Okay, well, it went on. See, now I'm getting documentation, but it's only in my mind. After a certain point, then you decide what avenues are you going to take. It could be, everybody's different. I'm talking about mine. After the second time, okay, yeah, I'm getting curious. Now the third time, I want to know what went on, what was said, da-da-da. Then before it get to that fourth, or if it's a situation that occurred before that second and third, That's where my decision making is going in. I'm trying to collect evidence or see what's really going on first.
All right.
Because you
hey.
Can't just, it's always two sides of every story. You can't go with the first one. So sometimes the first one might be misconstrued. The second one, okay, we got a red flag. Now the third one, let's start finding out what's going on and go further.
All right. Well, hold that. Hold tight for me, E. Hold tight for me, man. I want to let the phone lines open up a little bit more. We got to come back to you, bro, because you come with the phone. 646-727-3279 is the number. We're talking about stalkers tonight, and I got Big Sebo calling from Fat Gear on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, see you with us tonight?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Yeah, I'm with you.
We're doing good, bro. What's going on, man? We're talking about stalkers, bro.
Yeah, I just had a question, though, really. How do, as a man, how do you handle a woman stalker, man? Because I've been stalked by a woman, you know. It kind of scared me, man. It's like, you know, I'm like, man, she was, like, real aggressive. And you, I know I put the thing down real good, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I was just like, man, this woman, I can't get with it. I can't get rid of this woman, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, she's showing up at the job and stuff, banging on the door, you know, just showing up at strange places. I'm like, man, you following me or what? I mean, how are you supposed to handle this?
Well, first off, what we really need to address that a lot of people don't address, we talk about stalkers, but we say, you know, they got a stalker, then they got a victim. My thing is to you is, what did you tell this woman? A lot of times, men and women sometimes lead people on to get that sex. I love you, you the one, you cool, I can see something for us. Because, see, a lot of times, to me personally, if you're not like a celebrity, you're a person that's probably a celebrity in your community, and you talk to this fine chick, she got a small waist and big booty, and you like a big-ass woman, and this woman got this fat ass, and you like, you know what, I want to hit this chick, and this chick is like, yo. You know, you tell her all the sweet shit that she want to hear to get the draws. But see, we don't really, we trying to accomplish something by busting this nut with this chick, but we don't even look at the repercussions of, I'm telling her some shit, how is she really taking it? So my question is redirected back to you. Did you say anything to her in your mind right now? Did you tell her anything that you may think could have made her want you that bad?
Man, all I did was put the thing down, and
so you ain't saying you gotta say something.
I put the thing down. I ate the coochie. I ain't gonna lie, I ate the coochie real good. You know, I tried to suck the lining out that motherfucker.
And
that's all I did. I ain't tell the motherfucker I love her or nothing. I just, like, you know, just put the thing down. We turned out, and the motherfucker went crazy, man. I'm like, goddamn. What's going on? Part of the game is this.
Did you call her baby?
You had to call the baby because
they asked me. Yeah, on a regular basis. Yeah, hey, baby, you know, what's up, baby? You know, oof-de-woo.
So,
but it was supposed to just be a fuck thing. And, you know, a fuck thing just led to a stalker thing.
Let me get this straight, Doc. You called her baby.
You called her back, probably, to hit more than once.
You broke her back out.
You made her come by eating her pussy.
I'm pretty sure you had some trinkets and toys and baby oil.
And then you suck her finger in her booty. Now, let me tell you something. You can't
even catch a woman. No, I stick my finger in her booty, but, you know, I did put the thing down, though. I put the thing down good.
If you did all this correctly, as you say, then what you've done, brother, what you can't understand is how you created a stalker. It's like saying, you know what, I had this meat in the freezer. I seasoned it up. I put it in the skillet. You know, I shook it over, I flipped it a couple times, and I don't understand how I got a hamburger.
Yeah,
come on.
Realize you done made this woman reach a point in her life that she has orgasmed.
But ain't that what a brother's supposed to do? Ain't a brother supposed to put the thing down on him, though?
Hang with that. Here's the thing with that. You got to realize this, dog. If you're going to do all this and you not going to keep her, you can't do that.
But see, this was the whole deal. It was supposed to stay pimping off the jump. You know, it's like, it was supposed to stay pimping, but she didn't keep it pimping. I mean, it was all understood that, hey, look here, I got some other prior obligations going on, whoop-de-woo, but, you know, it's supposed to have stayed pimping, but then she crossed the line, and, you know, I was like, man, I'm going to have to call the cops on this woman or what?
Well, you know what the thing is? A lot of times men say things that probably mean nothing to you, but probably mean everything to her.
Indeed.
You know, if you called her baby and everybody else called her bitch, 9 times out of 10, she going to cling to you. You know,
oh, okay.
You got to think about that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm doing, what if you done something for her that she ain't never happened before? You went out on a date with her. Most of the time, she's that night woman. You see her at night, you creep with her. But then you took her to McDonald's. You done something special for her. And you know what?
Right.
The thing is, I'm talking, and most people probably be like, Rick, you're being an asshole right now. But what I'm trying to say is, it's the simple stuff that you do that tends to get the person. It's not the big shit that you do. And it could be something like just calling her and checking up on her. How you doing? I have a friend that does that. He calls them at their job and text message them and cook for them sometime and just see how their day was. And then all of a sudden that woman wants to be their number one, wants to be, hey, I want to be with you. Now they want to come over. Now they want to go to the movies. They want to hang out with everybody. The thing is, there's certain things that you do. If she a jump off, keep her a jump off. If she's not a jump off and you do all these things, they're going to think that, hey, I'm his woman. Even though you can say I'm married, they're going to always think that I'm going to be the number one. And vice versa. Some women wear tight dresses and look good. They just want to look good for themselves. But you go up to a guy, nerdy guy, hey, never had none before, and you speak to him, hey, Greg, how you doing? You want to go grab some Subway? We got a project to work together on. And now he thinking that we're going to get married. You know, it's a lot of things, a lot of small things, like, oh, well, I'm inviting him to lunch. It's nothing to me. I just want a fucking Subway sandwich. Or just like you calling her baby when everybody else called her bitch. Now, all of a sudden, y'all about to get married.
And slowly but surely, what you're going to find is all that time you put in up front, your interest level is there because you already got your prize, dog. So what you're trying to do, and I know you're trying to pull it back up just a little bit, but she's trying to get a little bit closer.
And every step right. You take back, step two steps forward. And that's just anybody, man, because you got to understand a lot of people who we consider stalkers are lonely. They
yeah,
are lonely.
Any
type
right,
of attention
but,
that you give them, goddamn, they taking it and going to squeeze every ounce of it out to be with you. You could be like, oh, you look good today. They didn't say it in their mind, we getting married tomorrow.
Big C.
And Rick.
Yeah.
Hello? It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny you said that because me and a homeboy just had this conversation last night, and he was saying
mm-hmm.
is that everybody, well, he basically said every woman got a weakness, and so
yeah.
his job is to fulfill whatever that other guy ain't doing, fulfill that weakness, and he gonna be the number one man. She gonna be looking for him all the time, and you know it's funny you mentioned that because we was just talking about that last night.
Man, it's the smallest things that you think ain't shit. It's the shit they think is everything. And let me tell you, like I'm going to tell you this right now, from my personal perspective, me personally, my thing was I fucked up. I like to show public display of affection because I like touch. I'm a touchy-feely type person. I like to hold women's hands when I'm out in public, friend or not. And my thing was I fucked up and I started holding this girl's hand and she started doing everything else.
Damn.
When I go to the movie, she's inviting. When I go want to go hang out with my homeboys, she's inviting herself. So, again, I just want to put it on the flip side for the ladies who listening. A lot of times, you being super-duper nice to somebody, you just think that you being friendly, but they may not think so. And the same thing for men. Just because you compliment a woman and say, oh, you look good in that dress today, they probably take that shit as, oh, he wants me. He wants to be with me, so I'm going to invite him to dinner. Or I'm going to get involved with him. A lot of times, I tell my friends straight up, do not bring your fling to my house. First off, I don't want the bitch to know where I live at. And secondly, I really don't need her to think that we friends. You fucking her. I'm not her friend. And a lot of dudes would do that shit, and I had to stop them. And because my thing is, when they start stalking. And that's another thing. Don't be that selfish because once they start stalking you, they'll stalk your friends.
Mm.
They'll come to your friends like, where's he at? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? I've been knowing where you at. Where's he at? Or if your friend creeping on his wife, now she want to go talk to the wife and be friends with the wife. She want to get in to your circle.
Dang.
You know, and I'm not trying to male bash or female bash, but a lot of times a lot of women do a lot of dirty shit just to be in the presence, man. A lot of times a woman will bust the windows out your car just to get some attention from you. Even if you call and yell and call her a bitch and say, fuck you, I'm going to beat your ass, guess what the fuck happened? She loved that shit because it's like, he's talking to me. It's not what he said, but the way he said, fuck you. Or
right.
The way he said, hit me in my mouth. You know, there's a lot of shit that happens. And same thing with brothers. It's like, fuck you, dude, I'll call the cops on you. And a dude would be like, she cared enough for me to call the cops to protect herself. I must be a lucky man. A lot of times, and don't get me wrong, man, it's, to me, I believe it's some of the finest women in the world and some of the handsomest men in the world are some of the most stalkerish motherfuckers, because as soon as you tell that motherfucker no, that Holly Berry bitch is the one that's going to come and key up your shit.
Yeah.
You can tell the ugly broad no, and she's like, well, you know, I'm used to being told no to. I'm ugly. I get it. But when you tell the pretty chick, nah, or handsome dude, I don't want to fuck with you no more, that's the person who will do everything in the world, tap into your phone, go to your job, know what type of drawers you wear, know where you shop, know all your friends. That's the motherfucker that'll do you wrong. So understand, you done something. And a lot of people don't realize, I didn't do anything. No, you don't think you did something. Maybe you spoke to the motherfucker when she on her last leg. You know what I'm saying? She about to commit suicide. You just spoke to the bitch and said, hey, I want to take you out to lunch. Go get you a $5 Subway sandwich. And the bitch think you just took her to the W Hotel and then bought her some oysters and prime rib, some lamb chops and shit. Let's be real, man. This shit happens. And you know I'm talking, but understand, they have people who died because they said some nice shit because they was being friendly. They were doing the godly thing and speaking to their fellow man. Me, personally, I don't speak to many people. I head fake a motherfucker real quick because I realized in my past, being nice to everybody, you could send the wrong signal. Understand, you was beating this chick back in. What the fuck you think you was telling her? She could be beautiful, mediocre, or ugly, but my thing is, you slanging some dick to her. She probably had no dick in like 2-3 weeks. You beating her back in. And guess what? I ain't never met a dude who like, oh, baby, when he about to come. Ah, shit. Ah, baby. That's the shit. So you probably called a baby. You didn't. She tells us, my pussy's so good, I done made him come. Well, goddamn. He my motherfucking man. Understand one thing. When a woman got her legs open, they can talk all that bullshit about how we just fucking, but women are nurturers. God did not make them like us. Women
Nice.
Are nurturers. Come on. So therefore, once they open their legs up to you, see, once they gap them open to you, you got to realize what I'm going to do with this. Even though you probably say to yourself and in your mind, guess what? We just friends and we just fucking with benefits. I'm going to tell you another story. I tried that shit with a person that's real cool with me. And she was like, I just want to fuck. We just going to be friends. I just moved out here. We need to just bust nuts until I get on my feet till I find somebody. Guess what? Why the bitch never found anybody? I don't want to put a name out there, but goddamn. I'm in a relationship now, and the bitch is still, I want to be with you. You know what I'm saying? It's just fucking crazy. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, I'm helping you out. I'm letting you bust nuts, and we fucking, because we cool. I've been knowing you for a minute now. You just moved out here to Dallas. Let's bust nuts together. And guess what? The bitch tried to hit me with a bottle.
Damn.
At the club. I bullshit you not. Look, I don't like to lie to nobody, so I'm going to tell you straight up. Bitch tried to hit me with a motherfucking bottle. And I'm like, just fucking, right? Well, no.
What you say to her?
I want to be in a relationship with you.
What you say to her?
I told her I got a woman, and my woman, if you ever met my woman, she 5'10", and she can fight. So my whole thing was,
that's what it was. Then she
want to
take you. She want to take you. She want to take you from that woman.
She want to take me from her because I beat her down. I was her friend. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm trying to be a gentleman. I'm not trying to be no dog-ass motherfucker. I'm trying to be a cool dude. If I fuck, you know what I'm saying, I bust a nut, I'm just not going to get up and leave. I'm going to lay there with you for a while and let you talk about your day. And guess what? Just by doing that shit, guess what? Now she thinking we together. No, we not. I got a woman at home. We was just doing our thing. I'm helping you out. You said you moved down here. You don't want to just go run in the bed with some motherfucker that could have AIDS. I'm clean, so fuck me. So I'm trying to be cool with you. Let's all bust nuts together. Let's bust nuts to be happy and make money in this motherfucking world. That's what I was thinking, but that don't mean that's what she was thinking, man. This is some real shit. You just think that you cool with some shit, but guess the fuck what? Just because you cool, that don't mean she is. Just the, most men think I'm just gonna beat this broad in, suck her titties, finger, and all this other shit. Then all of a sudden, she come and buying you gifts and shit on your birthday. Christmas time, she done bought you something, Brown. He done bought you a fucking. You like, bitch, what the fuck you buying me something for? We was just fucking. If you're going to buy me something, buy me some rubbers, because I don't want to get you pregnant. But the truth of the matter is, it don't go down that way. Same thing for a dude. You know, oh, she put that dress on for me. But no, she didn't. She put that on because she's going out with her homegirls later on at night. You know what I'm saying? But again, what are we saying or what are we showing as people to get some of these people to say, I can stalk you? Let's keep this 100, bro.
Chat room is going off. They're feeling everything that we're talking about tonight. It's just a real topic. You know, see, it is what it is. I mean, we haven't gotten to the point where violence is kicked in. And that could be something. I mean, if you're being stalked to the point where you got to put hands on somebody to say, look here, motherfucker, enough is enough. Don't come at me crazy. Stop looking at me. Stop talking to me. All of this. Stop texting me. I got to change my number. It's crazy, man. I don't see. So I'm saying it like this. See, are you still involved with this young lady?
No, that was a while ago.
Okay, so it's a done deal. How'd you get rid of
her? Man, it just stopped talking to her. Just stop answering phone calls. You know, when she show up, just you know, I had to brush her off real cold. You know. You know, got cussed out a few times, but you know, I could tell it was finna get real ugly, man. She started getting hotel rooms, man. Like, hey, I'm at this hotel room. I got a hotel room over here. What you doing? You gonna come by? Like, what the fuck? I mean, you just gonna get a hotel room and like come by? I was like, man, she was going crazy, but I just had to just keep her at a distance.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's, I don't get that, man. I mean, like I said, I haven't had a stalker. I've been around some women who got a little extreme, a little crazy. Not to the point of stalking, because me, myself, I'm going to cut that off.
Brown bullshit out.
Honestly, no.
Bullshit.
Because here's the thing. Here's
bullshit.
The thing with me. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not going to pass go. I'm not going to collect $200. I'm going to silently go away because I don't need this kind of shit in my house. It's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth it, man. I mean, if it's going in the direction that you don't want it to go and it comes to the point of stalking, you know what? Bye. If you have to get a fill-in to replace and say, you know what, can you just act like you my girl for right now, so maybe she'll get to him, because everything else I'm doing is leading to me have to put my hands on her. And that's uncool. It's not that serious. Because Martin Lawrence said it best in Bad Boys. Bottom line, I will knock you the fuck out.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to get that far. You know what I'm saying? I got stuff I got to do. It's people you got to take care of. You don't need that. You know, statistically, as black people, you don't want that. You don't want to fall into the statistic. It's easy.
Right.
It can easily happen, but it's not that necessary. You know what I'm saying? So this person leaves you alone, and you have to just get yourself back in the position to say, okay, well, that slate is clean. I've washed this away. Let's start over. Let's push the reset button and try something else. Because this one done lost her mind, and she done went kookaloo. And that can go for men as well. You know, when you have young ladies out here who are doing their thing, and they look good, you know, the legs are nice, and everything is looking good, she's smelling good, and you like, I got to have her. You know, and you pursue a little too strong, bruh. You know, you call a little bit too often. You call and then leave a text message. You shoot her an email. You know what I'm saying? That's unnecessary. Let her take her time to get back to you. And if she don't respond to you, I'm pretty sure she's occupied doing something else, which should tell you, stop, pause, leave this alone, and on to the next one.
Yeah.
So the chat room is hearing me right now. Some people are having a little bit of difficulty in the chat room listening. You may have to just refresh your computer because the phone lines are going to be what they are. We just going to keep it real tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to put it out there, 646. 727 3279 is the number you need to program into your Blackberries, your cell phones. Make this your Wednesday, because this is how we get down each and every week. The topics are going to be hot. The subjects are going to be hot, and we just going to keep it real. It may be some things that you're going to hear that you may not completely agree with, but I'm pretty sure you can relate.
Bro, I want you to check this out. This happened to me in college, man. And C and E-Dub that's on the phone, I want to tell you, this happened to me in college. A young lady that was from California, it was my senior year, and this female threw my class schedule.
Wow.
I'm the only person that's supposed to know my own class schedule, but she knew my class schedule. And she thought that was flattering. You know what I'm saying? She thought it was flattering to say, guess what, I know everything about you, so you should be with me. Because if a person takes time to find out who you are,
mm-hmm,
you should love that person. And don't get me wrong, you should love that person, but it should take time to do that. If you try to force me to love you because of some shit that you know about me, you're scaring me.
Right.
You're not loving me. You could be fine as May wine, but guess the fuck what? If you sitting here saying, hey, I know that on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10:50, you're in your biology class. I know what you studied. I even took notes for you. Well, goddamn, are you serious?
Right.
And she was fine, and she was like, I'm a virgin. I want you to take my virginity. God, right hand to God, everybody. I bullshit you not. And I'm like, chick, you need to get the fuck on and get a life. Because you the type of chick, if I stick my dick in, you probably stab every other broad that I'm talking to. So you need to go ahead on about your business. And you see, a lot of guys and a lot of women find it attractive and flirty and flattering that another person find them that important.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't see as if, okay, I'm that important in my life. You know, a lot of people say, you know what? No one else is looking for me. No one else find me that interesting. So I'm going to entertain that person. C is on the line saying that he beat this chick down, but he didn't want nothing else from her. But what if she found him that important in her life?
Right.
See, we don't look at that. We don't stop shit. Like my daddy always said, nip it in the bud before it grow into a weed, then the weed grow into a tree, and the tree grow into a forest. Now you can't see anything because you got so much shit to cut down. It's going to take you so long to cut this shit down. You should have nipped it when it was a bud. So what if he found you attractive? So what if she found you attractive? What do you know about this person? No one tried to investigate, because if everybody say, oh, Rick, you sound so great on the radio, and you so cute, and oh, you so tall when I meet you, and then all of a sudden I get into that because no one else finds me interesting. Now, you know, I'm entertaining this young lady, and this young lady was like, oh, my God, I knew that you was a Grambling, and you got a marketing degree, and you did all this shit, and you're part of Phi Beta Sigma, and you the motherfucking man. And I'm sitting here like, make my phone bigger. Make my dick bigger. Go ahead, baby. Keep talking to me.
She loves me.
Basically, she likes me, goddamn. And a lot of people feed off that shit, but they never look at the consequences of that shit, man. Nobody look at the consequence of how the fuck this person know all this shit about me, and I don't know shit about this person. How this person took time out of 24 hours to find all this shit out about me, who my friends were, who I kicked it with, who I smoked with, who I had sex with, and this bitch wasn't no good for me, and all this other shit. But I don't know nothing about this person.
Isn't that crazy?
We got to sit up there and really think about that. How is it a man know everything about you, but you don't know shit about them, and you find that shit flattering? What makes you think that shit is flattering and not scary?
Yeah, scary is the most appropriate word, because you don't know what that end result is going to be. And you know the thing about it tonight, Rick, we've had the lines are lit up because people are on there tuned in. The chat room is what it is, you know, because the topic is hot. We must know this. But a lot of people just don't admit to either having a stalker
or being a stalker,
or even being a stalker for that matter. you know, you were talking statistics earlier, and, you know, let's go ahead and put it out there for the listeners who think that, you know, we just on the phone just tripping out. I mean, we do the research. You know, the National Crime Victimization Survey that was started a few years ago, they stated that during like a 12-month survey period, out of 1,000 people, one in every, actually you can look at it like this, 14 of every 1,000 adults were actually victims of being stalked.
So that's like 30%.
That's crazy. So it can happen. You're not really exempt, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think it can't happen to you. Because especially, you know, young adults primarily, because people under the age of 35 for that matter, you know, and especially for women.
Yeah.
Because they're more likely to be victims of stalking, even though stalking incidents are reported to the police by men more often than women. Because the men are going to say, you know what, let me tell somebody before I have to knock this bitch out.
Right.
And I'm one of them men. So it's crazy that you have to do that, men, and there's a lot of women that just won't speak up. You know, in about 15% of all stalking cases, you know, victims just don't know who that stalker is, so they can't really report it.
But think about that. You said 15%, so that shows that 85%, and it also states that the National Crime Victimization Survey, that 85% of the people know who the stalker is. It could be the ex-boyfriend or the ex-girlfriend. Now, how crazy is that? You know who that person is, so why keep fueling the fire? If the person is calling, why pick up the phone? Why meet with this person? So 85% know who that person is. Why not distance yourself? It states right there. 15% don't know who's stalking you. That shows 85% do. So are you fueling the fire here? What's going on? See, we don't even discuss how we doing some bullshit. We don't discuss how we like that shit. Like I was saying earlier, man, you know, that made me feel good. That she know everything. I pledged in 96.
Right.
She know that shit. She saw me in all my pictures. She know my step shows that I done been in. Man, she really liked me, dog. But no one says what you know about her.
Right.
No one says what you know about him. They know everything about you, and we leave it at that. You thinking, I'm going to give you some ass tonight. She know everything about me, dog.
She know, they know what size clothes you wear.
Right.
Where you buy your shoes at. What's your routine favorite restaurant is, whether it's Papa Do's, the local Chinese bistro, or that one little drive-thru place where the window is always dirty. They know where you at.
Everywhere you at, dog. And no one ever really sits back and say, yo, they know everything about me, dog. They know my mama name. They know my daddy name. They know my ex-girlfriend. They start taking classes with the chick, and now they doing stuff together and shit. Why don't we ever sit back and really look at this shit instead of taking it as, I'm the fucking man or I'm the fucking woman, instead of saying, yo, this can get deadly.
Right.
This can turn the wrong way. This can go left. None of us do that shit. You know, I understand that you may like, there's infatuation, and I understand infatuation. And then it comes to frustration, because I'm tired of this bullshit.
Right.
I don't need you to send me no fucking gifts. I don't know you like that. And it's not that you're just being friendly, because a lot of guys do that. Let me send her some flowers to say I like you.
The baby pleases.
Let me do this. And guess what? Sometimes, like, I don't know you well enough to send me flowers.
Right.
What the fuck you sending me flowers for?
In front of all my friends and coworkers.
Right.
Girl, he's so sweet.
No, he's so fucking crazy. And the thing is, the reason why I'm talking like this about a lot of men doing this shit is because, again, I got sisters that probably can't protect themselves. And they probably think they can because, oh, you know, I'm a big woman. I can protect myself. I got a bat. Guess what? You swing and you miss, the motherfucker got you on the ground.
Mm.
We don't discuss that shit when you at the motherfucking gas, when you pumping gas and the motherfucker pull up right beside your ass.
Well,
you ain't thinking about protecting yourself, man. This shit is for real. People have died with this shit, and nobody's really talking about it. People don't talk about stalkers, man, especially dudes.
And a lot of the women in today's era, you know, they don't. Mace is an obsolete thing,
right,
on your key ring. So I'm pretty sure the Republicans are probably going to pass a law where you can carry a gun and conceal a weapon at all times. If they don't, they should. And just make it legal to just go on and bust a cap in somebody's ass. Look, you too close, bro. Slow down. Or she's in my business. Squeeze the trigger. It should be okay because some people just don't get the hint. You know, and I just don't seem to understand why is that. You know, and we know it can lead to other things because guns bring on a whole different element. So, you know, what other things can stalking lead to? I think that's crazy. E-Dub, I know you're still there, and you've been patiently waiting. I know you probably poured you a good drink by now. So, you know, let's address that to you, my man. You know, what can stalking lead to? What other things can stalking lead to?
For one, the final score of the game, which you want stalking lead to is a stop, right?
Indeed.
So, therefore, like I said before, in the first part of it, when I said that there are a lot of lady females out there and there are a lot of males out there that don't have records, and maybe I wasn't clear, I didn't say everything, but I'm saying it now, that they can get pistols.
Right.
And when you're documenting all this old stuff that these stalkers are doing to you and you happen to shoot them,
uh-huh,
I ain't saying kill them, but you letting them know you mean business, then you ain't got to worry about that.
See, I know you ain't no killer, but I ain't going to push you.
Uh-uh.
Right.
And then when my boy Rick was talking about, Rick been mad tonight because I done lost my train of thought. Rick was talking about a subject a minute ago, and I was trying to get in, but damn, I'm going to have to come back to it because I've done lost the train of thought on that. But, yeah, this stalking stuff is real serious, man. It's real serious, and a lot of people have died because, like Rick said, no Mace can do nothing because a lot of them feel, after a while, a lot of them feel that if they can't have you, nobody else is going to have you.
Right.
Right on.
So, again, they being selfish. Now, it's documentations of men stalking women and a girl done got poured acid in her face.
Right.
You know what
see,
I'm saying?
All that right there.
It's,
that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's documentation out here where the male has tried to kill the female or whatever because of the fact that they can't have them. So this stalking shit is real serious. And then not only that, they're on the women's side of it. You know what I'm saying? What about the women burning some of these guys in bed? I don't remember the story. I don't remember the story correctly now, but we might have to do some history on it. What about the girl cutting off the man's whacker?
Right,
well,
Lorena Bobbitt.
You know what?
See, I don't know about that. I don't know if Lorena Bobbitt was the girlfriend or the wife.
The
wife. So I'm just saying, the violence involved.
Yeah.
You know
see
what I'm
that
saying?
Right there, that's bullshit.
You know, you see the movie, you know, I ain't the only one watch Lifetime. What about the babysitter? When she was stalking the dude, you know what I'm saying? It's stalking on Young Arrestors every day. That's just because I got that schedule like that. Stalking is everywhere, and it seemed to be, I don't know, I guess it's become a custom now. I mean, it's something that people do, but they don't understand that other folks don't want to be stalked. There's all kind of stalking. I done told y'all again, the government's stalking y'all every day, and those that don't vote, I'm fine. They ain't just these kind of stalkers. They're stalkers that'll kill you slowly. You know what I'm saying? It's the aggressiveness. So I'm just trying to break up the monotony because I'm the sad stories is so real.
Right.
But sometimes you want to laugh before you cry.
You know what?
So I'm trying to think of some jokes.
You really have to do that, man. And because we have to laugh at it at first because, you know, we have to find the humor in this because in all seriousness, this got to stop. You know, it's got to stop. It's way too much playing with somebody else's life just to prove a point of you wanting this person that bad. Life is no movie. You know,
you don't get a second date.
Yeah, when it's time for you to put on a casket, yo, ain't no credits rolling, man. You can't start over and watch this thing all over again. So the point we want to make tonight is, you know, we are aware that stalkers are out there, so the awareness is there and it's heightened. But at the same time, let's let other people know, I mean, those who are going to listen to this podcast later on, know that, you know what, it's a laughing matter. We can laugh about the topic, but we shouldn't laugh about the situation. So, you know, before we really wrap things up, I want Rick to kind of chime in and just kind of give his take on that.
Man, the whole point is that people have died. And I got to go back to that. You know, again, most people think that in life is based on television. You know, one minute you on this show, the next minute you're on this show, they killed you off. Like E-Dub was talking about on the stories. You know what I'm saying? They kill you off in one show, then the next show they bring you back on and they rewrite you. But in real life, man, it ain't like that. In real life, man, you know, people stalk you and kill you. See, people don't understand. And the reason why I say this is touchy to me because it happened to me. And I have to realize that I was trying to get to the draws. I didn't want anything else from her, but that don't mean she didn't want anything else from me. And that's the same thing to some women who's trying to say that, you know, I have no love for this man. I'm just here to, you know, have sex and that's it. But that was in your mind. That's not in the next person's mind. We never know what goes on in that person's mind. We don't know how this person was raised.
Right.
The whole point is, man, we need to take into consideration not the end result, but the beginning. We need to understand who this person is that we're getting involved with. Even if they just want to have a dinner date to talk about business, is it really about business? You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing for women. Just because she's sexy, oh, my God. And let me tell you something. I've seen some sexy, sexy women. I've been with some sexy, sexy women. But at the end of the day, I wish I had never been with that person. Because the hell that they brought me over the years, over the months, because of something that I probably said, because I only wanted draws, and we talked about it in the beginning. Oh, we just going to be fuck partners.
Nutty Buddies
That's
are
it.
Only for nutrition.
Nutty Buddies is a good treat, but God damn it ain't real. It's not. You can't do that. You don't have a fuck partner. You don't have that, man. My whole thing is, man, understand what you tell this person. See what's like, I just want to beat her draws in. Maybe that's what the fuck you wanted. That don't mean that's what the fuck she wanted, though. She probably wanted a relationship. And just because a person knows everything about you, you may want to step back and say, well, wow, what's really going down? Why does this person know everything about me and I don't know shit about them?
That's crazy.
They know my history. They know my family. They know everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, this is real. You know, you could watch on television or you could know personally that people can get hurt with this shit, man. Understand the truth, man. I got a fucking niece. And if she say that some little boy keep bothering her, I will whoop his ass. I don't give a fuck if he is 14. Whoop his ass. Then if his mama come, whoop her ass. If her daddy come, beat his ass. Because don't be fucking with my little niece. Don't fuck with my sisters. Don't fuck with my homegirls. Don't fuck with my soon-to-be wife. Based off the fact you just find them that damn goddamn pretty. That you just got to talk to them. Or don't come fuck with me based on the fact that, oh, you so silly. And you trying to fuck up my thing with my woman. I slap the piss out you. I know my mama say don't hit a woman. But I kick your ass in the shin.
Yeah.
I'll let you know that shit for real.
Either way, it's gonna hurt, ladies.
It's gonna hurt, man. And I'm saying this. I'm trying to be light about it because a lot of times when we talk about serious issues, a lot of people don't call in. But this shit can happen to you, and this shit happens every day, dude. Every day. Understand, this can happen at your job. This can happen at the grocery store. This has happened, dude. I'm being real about this.
So, I mean, just on a final note before we mention the special announcement we have tonight, just make sure that you're checking all your traps. You know, most likely you don't know who's looking at your online social accounts.
Right.
You know, posting information about where you're going to be. Like, if you're telling everybody you're going to Grambling Homecoming this weekend, chances are
they will be there, too.
Yeah. But be careful. Because it may go down, yeah, it may not. But just keep this in mind, ladies and gentlemen. Watch your back. You know, if they get a little too close, they may want to slow it up. You know, as we wrap the show up today, I just want to thank the people that called in tonight, E-Dub, Big C. You know, I want to thank the fantastic folks who were blogging, expressing their thoughts in the chat room. And as always, letting y'all know, we want to thank y'all for calling in. You make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, go to the Facebook page, man. You know, we know you're going to get some good information from us each and every week. Just tell two or three more people to just tune in with you next week, next Wednesday, that is, as soon as we come back from our expedition, and say, you know what? Think up the word. It's a compound, complex entity. Quitmitment. Now, the basis of this, ladies and gentlemen, why can't people seem to just commit to do anything? They procrastinate. They give up. They leave it on the back burner until it all boils over. And in many times, whether it's a relationship, whether it's business, or even anything else, you know, that just seems to slip away from them, things get out of hand and they get a little careless. So what's going on? Sounds like they're suffering from quitmitment. We're going to talk about it, folks, next week. So coming up, our special announcement, I had to mention this to our fam to let you know. We got something going on, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be real hot. Beginning Tuesday, November the 16th, we got a couple of weeks coming for you. We're going to keep you posted. You know, keep your ears with us on the 8 o'clock hour on Tuesday nights. The relationships are about to be exposed in a whole nother way. What do I mean by that? We've had so many callers that want us to chime in and talk to us a little bit about them because Wednesday nights they just can't make it. But we're going to open up a different show for you because the demand is out there. Pillow Talk Tuesdays, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to open up because we're about to come inside.
Just want to let you know, man, that the show is getting so big that we had to do another show. We had to get down to straight relationships. You know, the topics that we do on Wednesday, we talk about a wide range of things, you know what I'm saying, that's very important to everybody. But we've been getting emails saying, yo, we need to talk about relationships. So we decided to do Pillow Talk Tuesdays, man. So you know what you do on Pillow Talk when you talk to everybody. You know, you're laying in bed, you know, you're doing your thing. You know, the intimate setting. So on Tuesdays coming up, that's what we're about to do. Right now, what we are going to do, this is our special announcement to our followers, to our fans, is that we're going to send you an email and let you know what we can talk about. We're going to put some questions out there for you. So we have a brand new email address for you guys. It's called pillowtalk@howwasyourweekend.com.
Was with a Z.
Was with a Z. So you're capable of sending in your statements of the questions that we have, and it's going to be private, but we're going to also talk about some of the topics online. We're not going to give your name. We're just going to talk about the topics, man. So a lot of people can get that off their chest, you know, the things that they're going on in their relationship, you know. So like I said, man, the show is getting popular. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger each week. So we had to do two days, you know what I'm saying? So it's about to get real crazy. So we're going to send you guys the email, or you could just email us again at pillowtalk@howwasyourweekend.com, was with a Z. So it's about to get real crazy, for real.
Let's do it, fam. We want to thank y'all for tuning in and chiming in. We're going to keep the party going and growing. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. This is Ricky Williams. Good night to the fam. Go mob to the frat. We gone.